Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
Dr. Zemke, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome to 2019.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Happy Hanuere.
Woo!
Yeah.
So you hear that last song I played? It was about Bangkok Funeral Party, and it had a whole lot of different things there that we discussed back in 2017.
I know.
We had some funky sounds in there. I hope you heard some of them.
Funky walking bass.
Yeah, funky walking bass. We have voice box in there, vocoder.
On top of the guitar.
Great stuff. So, I mean, for those people who don't know what this segment of the show is, let's just give them a quick 1 minute rundown about what it is that we do on a Friday morning here at Travelling Tunes.
It's because you don't know, do you?
I'm just not sure where I'm calling. I remember your face, but...
Yeah. Well, we've been going through this last year. We've been doing like a different instrument every week and sort of unpacking the music we listen to and some of the interesting sounds and the history of where they came from and the people that make them.
Hot damn! Let's do that again this year.
Yes. So we've got an awesome set pair of instruments today.
Ooh, lovely.
I hope you've all got your pairs. Everything good comes in twos.
Okay.
Number two.
All the saxophone and trumpet players organ. Whatever.
But apparently, they didn't always come in twos, but I'll talk about that. We're doing the congas.
Congas. You see, I've always with congas. There is an option to do it just to have the single conga, isn't
apparently,
there?
Apparently, I did not know that until
congas are drum, of course,
research.
People who don't know.
It's a barrel-shaped drum that you will often see in pairs.
Boom.
On sort of small little legs, and the person stands and plays them with their two hands on their two.
How small does it have to be before it's not a conga?
Well, before it's a bonga.
Before it's a bonga. Of course, that's the next one, isn't it? And there's a really massive one called a dongo?
No, dronga.
There's an alphabetical.
Well, then it gets even longer. Well, no, apparently that's all completely different instruments. Bongo is, they're joined. And you wear them between your
joined.
Knees.
Yep.
So the conga are these two instruments. Well, people tend to play them in pairs, but apparently old days they didn't. You'd have four guys and they'd each have one. And weird thing, they were named after. So the drums had lots of different names for these big drums as they emerged from Africa to Cuba to New York. But they're named after the conga lines. So, when you're really, really drunk at some big Christmas
I do know. I know conga lines, and I've actually got a lot of respect for them. In fact, one of the best TV ideas I've ever had for my TV show
was
conga line related, and the idea still exists today. I'll tell you about it off air because otherwise I'm going to sound like I'm
Someone will steal it.
Yeah.
Such a good idea.
No, let me guess. No, let me tell you this. No one will steal it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's
There was a dance called the conga. In Latin America, the dances and the music genre will have the same name. Merengue, salsa, and conga was one. And the conga lines became popular, and that's how the drums got their name. It was vice versa.
How popular is a popular conga line? I mean, what are we talking, 50, 60, 7,000 people?
Oof. Oh, I bet there's a Guinness.
There will be one too, eh?
This is an amazing song.
If there's a Guinness conga line, does everybody have to go, hey?
Or do they have to be in step?
It'd be perfectly in time, but surely everyone has to go da 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 da.
Well, be better off doing it something like this.
Bird dancers, I'm getting my exotic dancers muddled up there. Before you know it, I'll be mixing my macaronas with my forbidden dancing.
Okay, so this is the conga being played in funk.
Yep.
So in the 70s,
in the background, yes.
Disco and funk sort of brought in Latin jazz. And because conga was Cuban, and they played it in all the Cuban musics, and then they moved throughout Latin America, and it sort of came to New York in the 30s and 40s for jazz. And then, listen to that.
How can you not get up off the floor and dance to that?
Despite being a deep drum, it's got that high pitch, doesn't it?
It sort of says to you, come on, we're waiting for you. Come on, come on, come on, everybody. Everyone, you too, up you get. Come on.
Oh, we're out of there. It's
filthy. Pornographic bass, goodness me.
I wouldn't know, Mikey.
favorite genre.
Porn funk. We'll have to do that.
No, just...
Oh, yeah.
Sit there all night watching...
The little guitar. You hold your whole hand.
Watching someone play bass guitar.
So the guitar's really acting like a rhythm instrument, is that they're letting the conga be up front.
You know that if you paint a picture of this band, you know that the conga player is having a good time the whole time.
I'm hoping he has one of those shirts with flounces on the sleeves. Oh, and maybe tied up at the front.
Oh, stop it.
So the guy, this band, Dennis Coffee. That's the name of the track is by Dennis Coffee. First white guy to play in Soul Train.
Really?
And he was a member of the Funk Brothers, the Motown band.
Wow. Well, I've seen them on. Have you seen that Soul Train documentary? Have we talked about that before? That's the best. That is the best.
So this is the white guy. He's on it.
Documentary. Yeah. Do you know who the first white performer was? Named performer?
No.
I think it was. It was either David Bowie or Elton John.
What? Yeah. So another weird fact about this Dennis Coffee guy, I don't know if you guys saw that documentary Waiting for Sugar Man about this guy Sixto Rodriguez. Anyway, Dennis Coffee discovered him and put his album out.
Oh, right. He's got to rediscover him again. Or discover him initially.
Right.
Initially,
right.
Or the rediscovery.
The initial.
He found Sugar Man.
Yeah, the initial one. Obviously lost him, and, we discovered him 30 years later.
All right, so
this is Marvin. This is my brother. And my father and my uncle.
And your lover.
Oh, yes, that's right. You had to go and make it weird.
I didn't mean about that.
I was embracing Marvin.
I'll embrace Marvin. You're not. You too, Marvin.
So listen to that. The conga is usually such a Latin sound, but he gets it to paint this like inner city. Somehow, vibe.
This is going to sound weird, but I think a lot of my love for the conga came actually from Sesame Street, from the era that I watched Sesame Street.
Yeah,
It was very it was very Latin infused, and
Sesame Street, the music's always been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Whoever their MD is has always picked the latest, the greatest. The MD, musical director, medical doctor.
It's almost like it marks the well, it does, I suppose, because it's a drum, but it marks the passage of time through a song. It keeps it.
You are exactly right, and music nerds would call it ostinato, which is it's an African thing that sort of a repeated pattern over and over.
Yeah, because these, especially with Marvin Gaye songs, a lot of them feel like he's walking through a neighborhood or walking through a scene, you know what I mean? And it gives you the...
And you do it over and over, and it kind of... The hype of the repetition,
I guess the same thing they used to do with coconut shells and stuff. The Mexicans always go...
Give me your horse.
Yeah, it's just a cool way of doing that.
Now, another thing I learned when researching this, the video was made in 1994. So the video of the inner city and all that stuff to sort of match the song.
Oh, really?
Was made later, because this is a 1971 song.
Yeah. Hit just using the hands, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah,
no sticks or anything? No mallets?
You have your hands like in a bunch, all four fingers, or the flat palm, or the one finger. They do, certain
flat
techniques.
Flat palm rim shot.
Yep.
Thing, yeah.
And they can sort of bounce it. They do a glissando on it, just somehow rubbing your finger across it. Somehow makes a good sound. So,
you got to be careful, though, because if you go to a party and you see there's a amateur bongo player there who starts doing that one, you sit down, mate.
Ugh.
Turn it up, mate.
Yeah, you want a proper, what's the name again? Conguero.
Conguero?
Yeah.
Conguero!
So, it's one of the...
How does one define a proper conguero?
You can do all the slap, the touch.
The glissando.
The glissando.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But apparently it's one of the most popular drums in the world. So it started in Cuba. It's a tiny place. I don't know how it relates, say, size-wise to, like, the North Island or something. But, I mean, it's not a huge place.
No.
And for musically, it to be so influential.
But it's a, it is a hotbed of rhythm.
Yep. So should we shift to the last track?
See. All right, this one is by Lafayette Afro Rock Band.
Yeah. Another weird story. They were a funk band from New York. Couldn't get much traction. They moved to Paris and became super famous in France. Never became super famous in the States until sampling. They were sampled heaps. You know, by everyone. Wu-Tang, Public Enemy, De La Soul, Biz Markie, Jay-Z. So, all you DJs, you guys will know about the band. The rest of us. You can also hear that cowbell at the top, can't you?
Not shy of the cowbell.
The conga is so nice and subtle out of a lot of the instruments we've done, isn't it?
It
knows
beautiful.
How to fit in.
I just feel like when the congas, if you're the conga player, the conguero, you start the show and you finish the show. You know, you don't come on for one or two songs. You just,
yeah. Well, and it sounds so good in the breakbeat.
Yeah.
It's, you know, everyone stops and the conga is what keeps going, and I guess that's why it was used for breakbeat sampling. But man, those horns are tight, 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 tight.
This isn't the same as who does it? The closing track on Juice? On the Juice? The nag nag to the back to the nag nag.
I mean, this song's called Conga, so, you know, they named it. They knew what was what.
Lafayette Gilchrist.
Oh, you go the conga. Conga would be a lot like the, I mean, I don't know, I should research this before I speak it out of my mouth.
No, that's what I'm here for.
The talking drums, and the African talking drums, you know, the message drums they used to use.
Now, I didn't see anything about that, but I'm sure that the expressiveness that the conga gets, you're right.
I think it
could,
is.
Could very well be how somehow linked to the expressiveness that the talking drums.
There's a book called The Information by James Gleick, which sort of went to detail about. I haven't read it for ages, and it's but that, you know, I think that's why, because of the way you can, the expressiveness of the
you can get so many
beat,
different,
you know?
Attacks and depth, you know.
Attacks, and that's what you're a doctor. Attacks and depths is what I mean.
Yeah. So it's rawhide or synthetic.
Oh, that's rawhide. Sure.
Those covers.
Rawhide just being like from cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, obviously, in the old days, goats and donkeys were the thing, but, you know, no longer. But rawhide is still animal, but or synthetic, and then the barrel is wood or fiberglass.
I wonder what sort of wood it was. But there was a. Actually, probably made out of one piece of wood, but no.
Yeah, I would think so, and I think you'd want a light wood too. You wouldn't want
a nice
super heavy.
Sort of one of those bore out the middle. Yeah, sure. Okay, right. I think we can probably knock one of those together in the weekend.
Hey, we didn't get a call today from, like, the New Zealand Conga Club. Usually we get a call. Where are you?
Is there a New Zealand Conga Club?
I don't know. I'm just saying they usually ring
309-3879. 309-3879. I wonder how many people are on that. That'd be a good Christmas party.
I know there's a steel pan. I don't know about conga, but they're usually parts of, you know, jazz orchestras. You know, they're just a part of you know, the
thank
big
God they're
now.
Part of our lives.
That's
thank
right.
God.
Thank God.
Thank
for
you,
the conga.
Conga. Thank you, conga congueros.
Thank you for the music.
Thank you. Sometimes I'm wary about thanking certain drums. All right. Dr. Kirsten Zemke, thank you very much for coming in.
Adios.
I look forward to next week's Travelling Tunes. What do you
all
got
right.
for us?
I think I'm going to do what I promised, Fender Strat.
Fender Strat.
Yeah. Gotta go
keep
there.
It real. There's a reason it's called the Fender Strat, and there's a reason that it's still called the Fender Strat.
That's right.
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.